for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Labor Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, September the 2nd, 2007. The Gospel Sound Singing Group came to bless us with some Southern Gospel music this afternoon. Toward the end of this first CD, Glenn Miller shares about America from Isaiah. Then CD B continues with Just Music.
We're ready to start now, but I'd like to ask you to hold your applause until we're finished, and don't applaud us, but let's give the applause to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we're not here for man's applause. We're here to offer this up to Him and hope that it will be a blessing to you. Singing our lead down on the other end from Center Ridge, Arkansas, is Sherry McGee. And then our low-down bass singer, Mr. Pete Rossi, also from Center Ridge, Arkansas, from Morrilton, Arkansas, singing alto. We have Andrea Eddy, and I don't need to introduce myself because you all know me. You've seen me around here for the last 3 or 4 days. But, we're very glad to be here. We are the Gospel Sounds, and we do sing Southern Gospel and some patriotic music, and we hope that what we do today will be a blessing to you. First song we're going to sing is Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Obligated, you got to clap after every song. If you want to, just go ahead. Pete, you got a problem? Can't see? That's all right. He's just 93, so we just overlook him. Doesn't he look good for 93? He'll tell you the rest of that. I better hush. He'll say something about me. You know, this next song is one of my favorites. This is one of Betty Jean Robinson's songs that we do a lot of her stuff. And it says, "On the way home. Can't you see it? Everywhere the world's rumbling. But we're on the way home. We're going someplace, people. We're going someplace. Amen." B flat. I'm in the wrong flat.
Yes, you are.
That's B flat. You said it's minus one, Sherry. Just a second. Let me get her straightened out. Here we go. That's right.
Jesus is coming. Can't you see it everywhere? This old world's rumbling. Can you feel it in the air? Neighbor, tell your neighbor, sing a happy song. It's time to get started on the way.
Started on the way, you know, there is too much to gain for us to lose. Too much to gain.
Remember.
much to gain to lose. We've come too far to turn back. We've been through too many trials and through too much junk and stuff to turn back, right? This next song will feature Pete and Sherry. She's telling me to play in the key of C, and I'm already playing in the key of C. B? Pete straightens me out all the time. It does say D on my paper. I just didn't read it. The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see.
And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead us home.
If it wasn't for the lighthouse, the ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus
when just in time I saw the light.
Yes, the light was at a lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the light.
Camp is a lighthouse, isn't it? I don't know where we would be if it wasn't for Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And I don't know what we would do without Jesus, featuring Sherry.
Need some more.
I got that wrong. I think that featured Pete. I don't know who's going to sing on this next one. Do you, Pete?
I think it features Jane Hunt.
Now, I'm going to tell you all something. I want you to be my witness. I've just already decided that if I should die before the Lord comes again, that I'm going to do all my own music for my own funeral. And this is going to be one song that's on our new CD back there that I want played at my funeral. I'm going to sing my own song. That way I'll know it's done right. Lead me gently home. Lead me gently home. Anybody want to go to my funeral? You get to hear that song again if you do. Just buy the CD. It's on the CD. This next one is a lot of fun. If I don't get it too fast. I've been doing pretty good this afternoon, haven't I, Sherry? I guess I'm tired. They've been working me hard around here, you know. But this one is really an old spiritual, an old Luther Presley song, Getting Ready to Leave This World.
Lay up my treasures in that home above, trusting fully, trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can for heaven's holy done. I'm getting ready to leave this world.
Amen. It won't bother us at all. It won't scare us. If it does, we'll get over it. But I don't think it will. This really is a nice song and a nice arrangement that we've done. This is an old song that so many people like. And our bass singer just does a great job. Doesn't he do a great job on everything? And I guess since I'm in the church and since they all know me here and since this is where I belong, Pete, I guess I better straighten out my lie I told a while ago. He's not 93. How old are you, Pete? 39.
Yeah,
oh, we got more liars than one in the church. Pete is, what, 73 or 74?
Yeah.
Pete's 74.
He won.
And you know, I'm going to tell you something else about Pete. Now, Pete loves Southern gospel music. But did you know Keith, I can't even say his name, Pete is a born-again Catholic. Amen. Amen. He is. Sherry's also born again Catholic. I can't even say Catholic today. Andrea belongs to the Assembly of God Church, and I don't know what I belong to since I've been to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. I'm just here. But you know, we all sing for the glory of God. And Pete loves Southern gospel music, and we love to bless people with our music. If you want to clap, you want to shout amen, you just get up. You want to get up and dance a jig, you just run. There's plenty of room. You won't bother us in the least. This song is Peace in the Valley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away.
Sadness, no sorrow.
Oh, Lord, where the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene.
No Southern gospel group would be complete without singing Beulah Land, would they? So we're going to do a little bit of Beulah Land. It kind of goes along with Peace in the Valley. You know, that song, if you will just look for the message in these songs, all of us cut our teeth on these. And all of us, they meant a lot to us, and they still mean a lot to us. This is, we were talking about foundations in some of the messages. This is our foundation for what we're coming into in praise and worship music. This was the foundation of music in the South, in the church. And we just thank the Lord for it. And it just does something inside, makes you feel good inside when you hear these old songs. Sweet Beulah Land.
Yeah.
you can call it Beulah Land, you can call it going over Jordan, you can call it leading us home, but you know, the only thing that really is important is being where Jesus is. And that's the goal of all of us, is to be wherever He is. This next song is a fun song. Ralph heard the CD and he said this is one of his favorites. And everybody gets a chance on this one to be featured. And it's called I'm Winging My Way Back Home. This is another one we have fun with that we changed keys on several times, and just feel free to sing with us. And if you may sing where we don't, but we won't hear you. And if we do, if you want to sing a solo, that's fine too. We don't have any problem with that. Just enjoy yourselves. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It starts out featuring Pete.
Leaning on the everlasting arms.
pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all
song, and we're learning to lean on Him. We learn more and more. We try to lean on ourselves sometimes, but it doesn't work out very well, does it? We have to come back to Him, because another one of Betty Jean's songs is "There Is No Other Fountain," and He's the only one. He is. All right, we'll try a little bit of that.
I will draw my strength from Jesus, as I lay upon His breast, I will take my comfort from Him, I will find
think the Word of God says, no good thing will He withhold from those that love Him. Are you guys ready to step into the water? Ready to step in the water?
Why not?
Why not? All right. Get your feet wet. All right. I've got to figure out what I'm going to do with this.
It is time we the people stand up for what is right. It is time we square our shoulders and make a certain fight. For the Bible is a weapon and the Spirit is a shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Step into the water.
Favorite songs. When you think about the words of Oh What a Savior, once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. He left the Father with all of His riches, with calmness sweet and serene. He came down from heaven and gave His lifeblood to make the vilest sinner clean. Isn't that a neat thing to know that He is our Savior, that He does all of that for us? That He just does all those wonderful things for us. That He came and gave us salvation. It was the greatest gift He could give us. Featuring Andrea, I believe, in it.
Broken, O Calvary. white blood or even he. Death's chilly waters often be crossing. His hand will lead me safe for. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore.
Oh, what a Savior!
Someone asked me if I knew this song, and I said, yes, I know it, and we're going to sing it. What a day that will be, and what a day it will be when we see Jesus. Amen? I'm excited about seeing Him. I'm going to know Him. He's going to know me, and He's going to know all of you that are ready to meet Him. What a day that will be.
Thank you.
got a couple of patriotic things that we want to do now. This first one, I guess I'll sing the lead part on. It's kind of a neat one we found a couple of years ago, and it's called Statue of Liberty. Complete without Brother Glenn's favorite song. And so we're going to do a little bit of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. If you'd like to stand and stretch just a minute with us and sing it with us, that'll be perfectly all right. And we'll just get through it. You know, if you're comfortable, just go ahead and be seated. And Brother Glenn has something for us afterwards. He doesn't have? They're supposed to be standing up, but they're not. He said for you to stand up. You know, he gives orders, right?
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is is grappling out the vantage where the brakes of wrath are short. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his diabolical sword.
Now, don't run off. We have a few more songs to sing after Brother Glenn finishes, so don't think we're finished yet.
After we sing that song, it wouldn't be complete if I didn't read Isaiah chapter 15, 18. I'm looking at it. Some of you may not know what Isaiah 18 is. It is a description of the United States of America. It is seven little short verses in the middle of the book of Isaiah that has no meaning unless you understand what it's about. The very first word in the very first verse appears twice in the Bible. Now the word woe appears more than twice, but the original word that comes from appears only twice. And that word means it's a sergeant giving a command. And that command is attention. Woe. To the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. there's no other nation whose emblem is an eagle. Our nation is shadowed with the wings of the eagle. That's our emblem. And it says we're beyond the river of Ethiopia. Now, that's the Nile River. Now, you cross the Nile River, and you will find no land worth. You cross the Sahara Desert, across. And if you take and follow on the map from Jerusalem to the west, you will come to northern Florida and southern Georgia, to a land that's fertile and a land of promise. And it says that land sends messengers, swift messengers, to, in vessels of bulrushes. Now, America is the first nation that sent ambassadors to other countries as a part of our national. England had land that the sun never set on, but they didn't have ambassadors who went to represent. They had generals there who were in charge of the nation. But America sent ambassadors of goodwill to the nation. And they sent them in, it says here, bulrushes. But the original says water drinking vessel. Now, when this was translated in the 1500s, they had no idea what a water drinking vessel was. All they knew that was on the Nile River was the bulrush boats. So, that's what they used in translating. Now, I mentioned this about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, National Geographic tried to prove how the people got from the Asian countries to South America. And so they built, National Geographic built a big vessel of bulrushes and run it around to the Atlantic and let it drift. Well, about 30 days, it finally drifted in to northern South America. But that's not how the people got there. But this country that sends its ambassadors by a swift water-drinking vessel. Now, some of you have heard me say this, but do you know what a water-drinking vessel is? It's a steamship. And today, we have atomic vessels that are water-drinking vessels that drink hundreds of thousands of gallons of water. But where was the steamship invented? Who invented it? Robert Fulton. Where did he test run it on the first run? Up the Hudson River. And ever since, we've had water-drinking vessels. Well, it says that go, you swift messengers, from a nation. Now the King James says scattered and peeled. And other translations say, some say tall, some say smooth, some say clean shaven, but the original says, it says it's for scattered, the original says tall, and for peeled, it says smooth. The American man, basically, is the tallest soldier in the world. Basically, American men are the tallest men of the world, except a couple of tribes that are seven feet. But, and the American man, basically, is a clean-shaven man. So the American man is tall and clean-shaven. says it is a people that's terrible from the beginning. Ever since the Boston Tea Party, the American soldier and the nations of the earth have been afraid of the American soldier until we retreated in Korea to the shame of this nation. And likewise in Vietnam, we retreated when twice we had the battle won. Two times the battle in Vietnam was over, and it got orders from the Pentagon to retreat. And Colonel Speed Wilson, who was a board member here for many years and has spoken here many times, was the commanding officer of all the Marines in Vietnam at that time. And two times when the battle was won, he got orders to retreat. And the last time, he asked to be relieved of his command. So we have retreated before our enemies to our shame. And it says, a land that's meted out and trodden down. Have you ever heard of the Meets and Bounds Act that Congress passed in 1800? Congress passed the Meets and Bounds Act of 1800, which required that the United States be surveyed and a brass book be put in the corner of every section of the United States of America and eventually Canada as well. It was finished in the late 1890s, and in Abraham Lincoln's early days, he helped survey part of the central United States before he was president. And then it says something else in that the end of that second verse. It says, whose lands the river has divided. Now, some translations it says in your Bible, whose land the rivers have quartered. What divides the United States? The Mississippi. What quarters the United States? The Ohio and the Missouri. So this is a land that's divided and quartered. And there's no other land in the world that's divided and quartered by rivers. None. So, either God's word is true or it's false. Either these verses represent the United States of America, or it represents this nation. And God put the history of this nation in the middle of Isaiah, 3,000 years ago. And today, we see the fulfillment of it. And it goes on. It says, all you inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see when he lift up an ensign, or bears our ensign, right there, stars and stripes. And all the nations of the world feared that ensign until we retreated. And now, in areas it's an abomination, and they burn it and walk on it and curse it, because we have retreated from standing up for liberty that God has given us. It says, when an ensign, when it's lifted up onto the top of the mountain, to blow the trumpet, and all the world will hear. And we lived in the day when all the world heard, when the trumpet was blown, and America stood up for righteousness. We really don't stand for righteousness anymore. We've lost it. And the day of judgment is on its way. God says that his judgment will come when we disobey his word. And the worst, a lot of things we've done, but the worst thing we've done, the worst, is that we, God says that innocent blood has to be accounted for. And there are over 50 million innocent blood shed in America to worship a Baal that God says has to be judged for. The rest of this little chapter, 7 verses, goes on and repeats itself. But that is what this little chapter is about. It's about the United States of America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. But we've kind of lost that home and brave. But Lord, bless our men as they're doing their best to bring freedom to those who need it. Amen.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.